We didn't have chewing gum when I was a child.
Oh, no.
Now, they may have had it in other places, but we didn't have any.
Yes, ma'am. And what, did that take place of chewing gum?
We imagined it did.
Oh, well, that's a good one.
You see, somebody, one of my brother-in-laws was quite, not elderly, no, he was long, I don't know, middle-aged, I guess, and he chewed tobacco.
Really?
And we thought that was funny. And then when we got to the sweet gum, we'd get him from him and chew tobacco. We caught ourselves still chewing tobacco.
Still chewing tobacco.
And I tell you, there was a tobacco that grew, I don't have an idea, you know anything about this tobacco. It was called rabbit tobacco.
No, I don't know anything.
Well, it was, I can't tell you what, it grew on a little bush like, and we'd get that tobacco, and we'd roll it in newspaper, and pretend, of course we didn't light it, we knew better than that,
yes.
But we pretend we were smoking.
And
it was rabbit tobacco.
It was rabbit tobacco. Have you ever talked with anybody that did smoke the rabbit tobacco?
Oh, yes, my brother did.
Did it taste good or did it taste bad?
Well, he said it tastes kind of... A kind of sweet taste.
Oh, it had a sweet taste.
No, we didn't smoke. We knew better than that.
Well, talking about trees, we were talking about a little while ago, a fruit that had a pit inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bitty red fruit. What do we call that?
Plum.
Not the plum, but it's...
Peach.
Peach. But it's the one that George Washington cut down.
Apple.
Not the apple tree, but the... George Washington cut down a blank tree, supposedly. What kind of tree did he cut down? It's the
cherry, cherry.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is a...
Dummy.
A shrub whose leaves become very red in the fall, and which is poison to some people. It's a very tall bush.
Holly? No.
No, it's a poisonous thing.
Mm-hmm, I don't know.
Sumac?
I don't know that.
You don't know something?
I don't know that.
All right. What kind of poisonous things, vines, etc., do you know about that we have that grow?
I know poison oak, poison ivy. That's all I know about.
All right. Okay. Well, sometimes in the morning for breakfast on cereal, we get another kind of a berry.
Strawberry.
Yeah. And what other kinds of berries are there?
There's blackberry, strawberry, raspberry.
Okay.
And roisinberry.
Boysenberry? Yeah, mm-hmm. We have blueberries and...
Blueberries and boysenberries, mm-hmm.
All right. Some berries that grow in the woods are not good to eat, so we say they are blank.
Poisonous.
All right. Up in the... Well, I think of it as up in the mountains, but anyhow, it's a tall bush with clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers on it, and they are... A bush that blooms, or a tree that blooms in late spring. It's a...
Oleander? No.
No, it's not an oleander.
Flowering quince.
This is a tree that has just...
Dogwood, wait a minute now. Crabapple.
Hey, what about a laurel tree?
Yes, well, I never knew much about that.
About the laurel. All right. We also have another tree that grows around here, has big white flower on it, and it doesn't smell good to me, but it usually just produces you do see a lot of them on some of the big trees. As a matter of fact, we have a big tree of it right up here at the bank.
Magnolia.
Would you say that again? I think
magnolia.
Thank you. I think
that's a very old plant, that magnolia business is.
And we were talking about
magnolia.
That's
very old. Oh, that was brought in here. They say that magnolia tree was brought in here by Columbus, one of the oldest trees, I think. I believe I have read this. I know what is a magnolia, and one of the men that came with him,
yes, ma'am,
brought one.
Brought a magnolia.
A magnolia
from Spain.
Well,
if a married woman doesn't want to make up her mind, she's